Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Wacky Zacky 2. This is Minecraft for Beginners. Today we're going to be talking about the release of 1.18, all of the new terrain changes, as well as, well, I guess, the new segment is most of this show. Like, it's kind of, this show is going to be an extended new segment, okay, guys? Alright, let's get on with it. So, as we all know, the Caves and Cliffs update got split into two parts, 1.17 and 1.18. We've been having 1.17 since, what was it, June? 1.17 did not bring any of the terrain changes, but I don't think it did anyway. Let me think. Yeah, 1.17 did not bring any of the terrain changes, but it did add things such as amethyst geodes and stuff like that. And it just kind of added like the perimeter. Of the Caves and Cliffs update. But now that 1.18 is here, we get all of the updated terrain. We get all of the updated world height. We don't get the deep dark, but we get the lower down stuff. So as I'm sure most of us Minecrafters will agree, I'm pretty glad it's here. So I know I'm pretty late to the party with this, as 1.18 dropped on, what was it, 30th? But let's have a look through the quick changes which are available on the article on Minecraft.net. So let's have a look. It's obviously titled Caves and Cliffs Part 2, The Features. One of the main features, obviously, is increased world height and depth. There's like little graphs on here as well, which are far more visual. I'll link it in the description. So yeah, increased world height and depth. Before, the lowest level was Y0 and the maximum building height was Y256. The maximum building height is now 320 and the lowest level is Y-64. So as you can see, we've gone up and down quite a bit. Another thing is world blending, which is chunks and new 1.18 chunks will now blend with old chunks instead of just like appearing as a big straight wall of terrain, like old terrain and then new terrain, and then you'd get like what is known as a skyscraper thing. And new terrain and mountain generation, obviously we get terrain and mountain generation biomes are layered on top of the terrain, which means you can have a cave biome different from swamp biome or whatever's above you. Terrain was originally determined by biome, terrain shape and everything. New biomes, 3D biome generation, and biome distribution. Before, same biome from top to bottom. After, 3D biomes, you can end up with multiple different cave biomes and then your topper biome. New cave generation. New cave generation includes cheese caves, spaghetti caves, and noodle caves. Spaghetti caves, and then obviously there's the big ravines and stuff. So big changes to cave generation. Cheese caves, like little pockets of air. Noodle caves, as they suggest, little noodles going through. And then you've got local water levels, which means you can now end up with underwater ponds and stuff. Ore distribution and large ore veins, which means ore is now harder to find, but you end up with large veins of it and more diamonds around each other and stuff. And then mob spawning. Mobs now only spawn at light level 0, complete darkness. And that's about it. So I will be linking the article in the description, and you can have a look at it in depth. There's also like the complete list of changes on the Minecraft help site. So without out of the way, let's get into the special segment. I've got an interesting thing planned. So the special segment this week is going to probably be about exploring the new terrain and maybe how you should go about it, although I'm not one to judge and I'm not a very good Minecraft player, so you do you. So the new terrain, as we all know, is higher mountains, deeper caves, more water, more caves, and axolotls. But from an early game point, if you spawn in one of the new biomes, or next to high mountains or deep caves, it can be quite daunting. I've been exploring the new 118 stuff on my YouTube channel. Go check it out, linked in the description. Please subscribe, I need subscribers. Thank you. But I didn't have much luck. At the very end, I did find some 118 stuff, but I've been recording for quite a while, so I will be exploring that next episode. Also, I did, find some lighting problems, but hopefully I will have fixed those by then. But if you're somebody who likes thrills or just like wandering around and exploring the new terrain, if you're early game, I'd at least get some stone tools and stuff before you try heading into that cave. But with ore now being harder to find, some iron ore is lower down. If you see even one iron, the first iron you get should be put into a shield, because you will need it. There will be so many more skeletons and everything like that running around those caves. Also, lighting is less, you don't need as many torches now, which is because mobs now spawn at light level 0, which I guess is to counteract larger caves, which means they take less lighting. You can also find natural lighting in lush caves and stuff, just because it's glow berries and stuff. So I just leave the glow berries there as a natural source of lighting, maybe even make a home down there. As for exploring high mountains, watch out for goats. Always bring a water bucket, whether you're not good at MLGs or not, because even if you're not that good at MLGs, there's still a chance you might save yourself. Also, beds will be the most vital thing in this new update if you're not playing on hardcore. Go grab yourself some sheep, either shear them if you have enough iron, or kill them for their wool. Then get a bed and make sure you set your respawn where you want you to be when you respawn, so you don't end up all the way back right at the start. So, with that out of the way, let's get on with our regularly scheduled segments. So our next segment is Minecraft news, but as I've given you about 95% of the news, we're just going to go quickly for this segment. There is one other bit of news. Mojang has announced every month they're going to be doing streams called Minecraft Now. The first one went live, I think it was December 9th, so a few days ago, but they're going to be doing them every month. And they'll just be kind of talking about, Minecraft and stuff. Just go have an explore on the article on Minecraft.net and stuff like that. Their trailer's on their YouTube channel and obviously on their Twitch channels, the VOD of the last Minecraft Now. Really, that was a short news segment. Let's get on with the rest. And now it's time for our next segment, Minecraft Dictionary. As we all know, last week I shortened it to 3 words instead of 5. And if you don't know what Minecraft Dictionary is, go back and listen to the other episodes. I'm not explaining it again. Because this would make it, the 9th time? Yeah, I think the 9th time. Anyway, let's get on with it. The words this week are witch, glowberry, and potato. As we all know, these are items in Minecraft, and I get to explain, not items, mobs as well. So our first one is witch, and so witches are a mob. They spawn in witch huts or in dark light levels in caves and stuff like that. Witch huts, there's always a witch in a witch hut, not much else. So witches will throw either potions of poison or harming at you when you come close to them, so splash potions. But when you kill them, they have chances of dropping sticks, fermented spider eyes, nether wart, glass bottles. Basically, they're the Minecraft general store. Oh, and also one more thing, they drink health potions when you damage them, so they heal up. Also, they drink fire resistance potions if you try and let them on fire, so that method's out the window. They're quite hard to defeat. I've been killed by them more than once. And okay, on to our next one, glowberry. Glowberries are an item added in Minecraft 118 and they're found in lush caves, and they are vines with berries on them. Well, that glow. It's in the name. And but they emit a light level, I think it's of 10 or something. It's a quite high light level for a fruit. And they light up Lush Caves, which means you won't find that many mobs in Lush Caves, making them a safe haven, really. You can eat them. I don't know how much food points they restore. I'll have to look into that. But they're an A-OK food source if you're out of food and not wanting to eat rotten flesh. And for our third and final word, we have potato. Potatoes can be found in villages, are rarely dropped by zombies, or in loot chests in dungeons and abandoned mine shafts. When planted in tilled soil, preferably hydrated tilled soil using a hoe, obviously, they will have a. They will just put in like potato plants, and you'll know they're fully grown when they're tall, green, and when you punch them, they will drop more than one potato. If you punch a potato plant before it's ready, it will still drop the potato you planted, but nothing else. They're a fairly viable food method, as they can be baked in a furnace, and if you're British, it becomes a baked potato. Well, if it becomes a jacket potato, and if you've got the American language setting, it becomes a baked potato. I think I got those the right way around. Yeah, we'll find out when I catch a lot of flack about it if I get it wrong. So that's all there really is about potatoes. Oh, there is a variant of potato called the poisonous potato, which is rarely found when you dig up potatoes. And it doesn't do anything. You can't compost it. You get poisoned if you eat it. And yeah, you can't give it to anything. It's basically the most useless item in Minecraft. Even dolphins won't play with it. Well, on to our next segment. Now it's time for our final segment, Minecraft Minute. As we all know, this is a segment where I get to pick anything remotely related to Minecraft and talk about it, as long as I keep it refined to 1 minute. So my timer is set, and without further ado, let's go. The topic this week is skins. Skins are your appearance to your character in Minecraft. They can be customized in many different ways. The base skins you start with in Java Edition are Alex and Steve. But you can also go into custom, create websites, or download skins off NameMC, which is the Minecraft / Mojang endorsed skin website. But there are also many others. And you can create your own skin models in things like Blockbench and stuff like that. In Minecraft Bedrock Edition, you can also purchase skin packs or get free skin packs in the Minecraft store. This is the one thing I don't like about Bedrock. Microtransactions. So, my timer is coming to a close, and so is the show. To the outro! Sadly, we've reached the end of the show. If you could please leave the show a rating or a review and subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice, it would be greatly appreciated. This is completely free and really helps the show out, helps us reach more listeners and just to inform them about Minecraft. We are currently available on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and the RSS feed on our website. I also have a YouTube channel. The link will be in the description. You could go check it out. Maybe subscribe to it. Maybe don't subscribe it. Subscribe to it. Subscribe to it now, please. Thank you. We were checking out the 118 snapshot. Well, not snapshot. 118 release at last. A few days ago. And I also have a Patreon page. Nobody subscribed to it. I don't think anybody ever will. But I will still advertise it. So that's it from me. Goodbye and thanks for listening. Wacky Zacky 2, out.